Hi people, and on this special episode we're going to be talking about Van Halen's album 1984, which was released on this day 40 years ago. That's right, this is the sixth album by the band, and it would also be the last by David Lee Roth era album until at least 2012's A Different Kind of Truth. It topped out at number 2 on the charts, only beaten by one album. Can you guess it right now? Make sure to comment below. Yes, if you did guess Thriller, then you were right. And let's face it, I mean, Thriller was a different kind of beast. So to top out at number 2 against Thriller is pretty much saying that it is a number 1 in its own sense. There's just no catching that beast, you know, at the end of the day. So Eddie Van Halen had actually played the guitar solo for Michael Jackson's song Beat It. So technically, he actually topped the charts at number 1 and number 2 both simultaneously, which is kind of interesting to, I guess, put as pub trivia, if you can allow it as a technicality. Up to you, though, in regards to that. Jump would also be a massive hit, and the band's only number 1 song on the Billboard Top 100. Quite interesting, considering their plethora of hit singles that they would release throughout their career. But number 1, and we're talking about Billboard here, Top 100, so understandable, I guess, for that regard. The song actually was almost cut from the record entirely, and that is another one that's pretty interesting to note for the album, because it is such a unique song by the band and such a signature tune by them as well. I mean, this is also the song that got me into Van Halen. So interesting to hear that that song was nearly cut from the record all entirely. The band didn't like the synth-heavy sections for the tracks. That is why they didn't want to put it on there, just in case you wanted to know. Gene Simmons heard the song when they recorded it and thought, "Where are the guitars?" To be honest, luckily they didn't take his advice, as Kiss didn't really know what they were doing in the 80s anyway. So yeah, whatever, take that, Kiss. Anyway, the big tracks of course were Panama, Hot for Teacher, and I'll Wait. Panama was written as a retort, because Dave only sang about parties and girls. So instead they mixed it up a little bit here with the track Panama, taking about the Panama political situation of that time and era. I stand very much incorrect about that. I always thought it was when I hear the soundtrack. That song is actually about his car, and of course is a euphemism for a woman. I'm remembering it incorrectly. Luckily, I had some notes here, so yeah, don't jump on me there. Pun intended. Anyway, Hot for Teachers, lyrics inspired by a teacher that David knew, so some real life bleeding into their songs, of course. And the outro for the song was taken from an earlier demo track of theirs called Voodoo Queen from 1977. Hot for Teacher has one of the greatest video clips of all time. I mean, it has one of the greatest drumming intros as well. But anyway, as far as the video clip goes, it has one of the best video clips of all time for the MTV 80s era. And in fact, the crazy sex scenes of the video clip were the reason that the PMRC started. So if you don't like the PMRC and what they stand for, you can blame Van Halen for pretty much starting the whole organization and what they would do after. Al Gore's wife saw that video and was shocked by it. Oh my gosh. OMG, people. Yes, Al Gore's wife was shocked by something she saw on TV. That pretty much sums up her life around about this time. Yeah, this was a really good album, so I implore you on its 40th anniversary to go back and play it right now. Play it loud and proud for its 40th anniversary. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.